This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1290, 5 Ways to Cultivate a Positive, Supportive Culture in Your Organization, by Michael Levitt of breakfastleadership.com. And I am Dan, your host and narrator here, and welcome to another edition of Optimal Work Daily, where I read to you every single day from these great blogs on all sorts of work-related topics. So now let's get to our Friday post as we optimize your life. 5 Ways to Cultivate a Positive, Supportive Culture in Your Organization, by Michael Levitt of breakfastleadership.com. Because of the constantly shifting nature of the modern workplace, developing a robust corporate culture and fostering pleasant working relationships have emerged as top concerns for companies worldwide. These facets are not only nice-to-have perks, rather, they are strategic factors that greatly contribute to productivity, employee satisfaction, and the long-term success of the firm as a whole. This article provides an overview of the top 5 workplace habits that, when intentionally cultivated and nurtured, may drive a powerful business culture and foster positive interactions among employees. 1. Communication that is clear and concise. The ability to communicate clearly and effectively is critical to the success of any organization's culture and serves as the bedrock upon which strong relationships are built. The process involves both parties understanding and being understood by one another. This requires maintaining an open line of communication, conveying information in a crystal, unambiguous manner, actively listening to criticism, and acknowledging it. When an environment of trust and respect is created, which is created when employees' thoughts and opinions are sought out and considered, employees feel valued. Businesses that demonstrate a commitment to honesty and openness have policies encouraging transparency and making their doors available to customers. As a result, this fosters an environment conducive to collaboration and innovation in the workplace by encouraging employees to express problems and share ideas openly. Regular and constructive feedback is an essential component of good communication, since it enables employees to understand their existing skills better and identify areas in which they may grow. 2. Cooperation as well as cooperative effort. A culture that values cooperation and teamwork is essential to fostering a positive working environment. Because they can rely on one another's talents and compensate for each other's limitations, it develops a diversity of thought and builds resilience in the workforce. Problem solving, an environment that encourages invention, and a sense of shared responsibility toward achieving common objectives are all fostered by collaborative efforts. Organizations should facilitate chances for cross-functional cooperation and cultivate an atmosphere that fosters and recognizes collaborative efforts to foster a culture of teamwork among their ranks. When people collaborate on a project, they pick up new skills from one another and strengthen both their capacities and the beneficial relationships they have with one another. 3. Respect and consideration for one another are required. It is essential to create an inclusive and pleasant business culture based on mutual respect and fair treatment of all employees. It is essential to remember that respect is more than just being polite to one another. It requires considering the thoughts and viewpoints of others, regardless of how much those ideas and opinions contrast with your own. When employees are given fair treatment, they are more likely to feel valued and secure in their jobs because they're aware that they will be treated fairly regardless of their function, history, or demographic features. A workplace that follows these values decreases discrimination and provides an environment where everyone can thrive. This boosts morale and enhances productivity, which are both positive outcomes. 4. Respect and gratitude are always welcome. In many respects, acknowledgement and gratitude play an essential role in maintaining solid relationships in the workplace. It is more probable that employees will demonstrate job satisfaction, commitment, and motivation when they feel noticed, appreciated, and valued for their efforts. These factors significantly contribute to a positive work culture when employees feel this way. Recognition does not have to take the form of huge gestures. Instead, it can take the form of something as simple as a thank you or a message of encouragement. When employees are regularly recognized for their accomplishments and efforts, it helps them establish self-esteem and a sense of belonging, increasing their engagement and dedication to the organization. And 5, harmony between work and life. A vibrant corporate culture requires that employees exhibit core workplace behaviors, one of which is promoting a good work-life balance. Employees are less likely to experience burnout and are more likely to continue to be devoted and engaged in their professions when they can strike a balance between the demands of their personal lives and the obligations of their jobs. Companies can create work-life balance in their employees in various ways, including providing choices for working remotely, flexible work schedules, and adequate time off for vacation. Not only does this demonstrate respect for the personal lives of employees, but it also acknowledges people as complete individuals. This helps foster a helpful and empathetic climate, which in turn helps improve relationships. To summarize, intentional, constructive behaviors and practices are what contribute to the development of a robust company culture, as well as positive interpersonal connections. They affect the production level, employee contentment on the work, and employee retention, all of which are essential to the success of any firm. Organizations can cultivate a work environment in which employees feel valued and engaged, leading to higher levels of performance and achievement by promoting effective communication, cooperation, mutual respect, recognition, and a healthy work-life balance. In addition, these practices can help employees maintain a good work-life balance. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Ways to Cultivate a Positive, Supportive Culture in Your Organization, by Michael Levitt of BreakfastLeadership.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And thanks so much to Michael. Michael Levitt is the founder and chief burnout officer of the Breakfast Leadership Network, a San Diego and Toronto-based burnout media firm. He's a certified NLP and CBT therapist. NLP stands for neuro-linguistic programming, and CBT is cognitive behavioral therapy. And he's one of the world's leading authorities in burnout recovery and prevention. Michael is also a Fortune 500 consultant, number one best-selling author, and host of the Breakfast Leadership Show, a top 200 podcast on Apple Podcasts. He's a 2-time top 20 global thought leader on culture with Thinkers 360, and a former healthcare executive, CIO, and CFO overseeing $2 billion budgets. So come visit him online. You can find a whole lot more about him and a lot of content at breakfastleadership.com. And again, a big thank you to Michael for letting us share his work. But that should do it for this Friday. I thank you so much for being here and listening all the way through, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.